Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am happy and glad to have you here once again. It's the CEO Quay podcast, and it's your boy, Chima. It's another wonderful day. It's another day to be happy. There is every reason to be happy. And speaking of that, today we're going to be talking about happiness. What does happiness mean to you? What does it mean to be happy? When you say, I am happy, what does it mean to be happy? And today, I'm going to be owing everything I'm going to be saying today to my friends who, over the course of the week, I sampled their opinions and ideas about the topic happiness. And I think I have been able to come up with what I have to say today. Like, friendship is everything. Friendship is everything. I hear a lot of people who, many things I have been able to achieve today in life. And I'm not just saying this because of this podcast. I'm saying it because it is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, back to the talk. I'm not saying this just for the purpose of this podcast. I'm saying it because that's what it is. My life as it is today, the things I've been able to achieve, the little I've been able to achieve, everything I've been able to do, things I've been able to get, every single thing I owe to relationships, friendships. And so, I don't know, those of you who say I'm not very good at relating with people, I don't know what you are looking for in this life, to be very honest. Anyway, that's talk for another day. Today, we are talking about happiness. And like I said, everything I'm saying today, I'm owing to my friends whose ideas and words I've been able to put together. And so right now, I'll just go ahead and read out, you know, just read out a few that I've been able to pick out, because for want of time, I might not be able to attend or address or read out all of them. Onyi, my last sister, said, happiness is food. If you know Onye, you will know that she loves food. So I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I give it to her. She said happiness is food. Then she also went ahead to add that happiness is also having total peace and joy in your heart, because you don't want to care about the issues of this life. Now, keyword there, because you don't want to care about the issues of this life. It doesn't mean the issues aren't there, but you don't want to pay attention to them, as it were, such that it now begins to affect your emotions. Well, I hope that makes sense to somebody out there, as it does me. Nkiru says, happiness is what you express when you are contented with what you have and knowing that tomorrow is going to be better. So when you know that tomorrow is going to be better, that gives you that inner peace, which brings about happiness. Okay, so when you know, when you're contented, knowing that you have a better tomorrow, knowing that tomorrow is going to be better, that is happiness, when you are contented with what you have. So when you know that tomorrow is going to be better, that gives you that inner peace, which brings about happiness. I agree. Kene says, happiness isn't the absence of pain, but your decision to stay positive and optimistic. My Jesus, English. Okay, so she says, happiness isn't the absence of pain, but your decision to stay positive and optimistic in the midst of all that pain. So you see now, there is something that is consistent with this, with the definition or explanation of happiness. So here she says, even in the midst of the pain you're feeling, you maintain a particular stance that suggests that pain isn't weighing you down. Okay, so you're not invariably, you're not allowing the pain or whatever it is you're passing through to overwhelm you. Okay? So, that's that. Chinazom said, happiness is taking pride in your little. Taking pride in your little. So no matter what your little is, no matter where you find yourself, you are totally okay. And let me add also, so that you don't say I am encouraging mediocrity. It doesn't mean that when you are there, you don't desire to grow. But while you are there, you are not disturbed or you are not pressed down, like you are not allowing your current state to affect the way you feel or your emotions, so to speak. So taking pride in your little. Enobong Jackson, a friend of mine, said, happiness is a state of rest where nothing bothers you, but everything you have or do brings you satisfaction. Okay, happiness is a state of rest where nothing bothers you, but everything you do brings you happiness. Fred, I call him a concept guy. Fred says, happiness is that feeling you get after a successful feat. It stems from the little things around you. Okay, so happiness, from his own definition, is after you've been able to get, like, you are able to get a level of satisfaction just by getting a particular thing done or a particular thing done. Yeah, so that's Fred's take on happiness. And Ikenna, a very good friend of mine, says, focus on positivity. Now, I got this from a post he made. We didn't even plan it. I was already working on this, and then I saw a post he made on Instagram which caught my attention, and after taking permission from him to share, I decided to go ahead and do that. He said, focus on positivity. Tell the negativity committee that meets inside your head to sit down and shut up. Now, this is going to lead me to what I'm going to say next. Now, most times we find ourselves in a position where we focus so much more on the negative things that have happened. We focus more on the impossibilities. We focus more on our shortcomings or our inabilities. And then we lose sight of those other areas that we've been gifted in, or those things that we've been blessed with. Okay? And this robs us of our joy or our happiness, as it were. Now, whatever your definition of happiness is, never forget that when you make your happiness your responsibility, you will live a more fulfilled life. You may ask, how can I do this? How can I make my happiness? Remember, I said your happiness. Your happiness has to, you have to understand that your happiness should be your responsibility. Okay? Yes, it's true that happiness is something that comes as a result of something we achieve and acquire. And that is why how you carry yourself is very, very important. And by that I mean, how do you react? How do you react when you find yourself in a place? Because lack of happiness is, or the opposite, let me put it that way. The opposite of happiness is sadness, right? The opposite of happiness is sadness. And what do you really, really gain by being sad? At the end of the day, you have issues with people just because of that particular emotional state that you're in at the time, and you find out that particular emotion affects your relationship with people around you. So understand that your happiness is your responsibility, And when you understand that it's your responsibility, you take up that responsibility, you'll find yourself living a more fulfilled life. How can you do this? How can you take up your happiness as your responsibility? Number one, celebrate yourself and celebrate your little wins. Always make it a lifestyle. Make it a lifestyle. You woke up, you normally wake up by 7, and today you woke up by 6. Celebrate yourself. You've done a good job. Remember, I said something. This is not trying to encourage us to be mediocre in our lifestyle or in the way we do things and all that. No. But all I'm saying is, every little thing you're able to achieve, celebrate those little things. Because at the end of the day, when you add them up, you will see the bigger picture. Celebrate yourself and celebrate your little wins. 2, celebrate others. Oh, you've got to be intentional about this. Celebrate others. Celebrate others. It has got to be something you do intentionally. It has got to be something that comes to you easily. You might ask yourself, how do I do this? Start by celebrating people's birthdays. Openly celebrate people's birthdays. Let it come easy to you to actually say nice things about people. It doesn't cost you anything. Celebrate others. And 3, never ever, how many evers is that? Never, ever, 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 ever dwell on your mistakes. Never dwell on your mistakes. Never dwell on your mistakes. Learn from them and move on. Never dwell on your mistakes. Never dwell on those things you did wrong. Those things happen. You tend to make mistakes. We all tend to make mistakes. We all have the tendency of making mistakes. But when you make those mistakes, don't dwell on those mistakes you've made. Rather, learn the lesson you're supposed to learn from that mistake and move on. Guys, I am so happy. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for clicking on the link and joining in on this fantastic episode. I am so glad. I'm so happy. Thank you very much. I trust that having heard this, you will make this week is going to be one of the most exciting week you're going to be having. It's a new week. Go out there, meet new people, meet friends, remember, get in touch with your old friends, celebrate people, celebrate your little wins, never dwell on your mistakes, and you will find yourself living a happier and a more fulfilled life. Thank you very much. Have a blessed week.